Be thou exalted, O Lord, above thy hands. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above thy hands. Hallelujah, let your glory be upon thee. Hallelujah, let your sing it again loud and clear. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above thy hands. Hallelujah. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above thy hands. Hallelujah. Let your glory be of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is Jehovah, man of war. Hallelujah! His mercy endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise He so. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, hallelujah, Jehovah, the man of war. Hallelujah, His mercy endureth forever and ever. Say thank you, Jesus. All eyes closed. I'm going to pray now, and I want your amen to roar like thunder. After that prayer, I'm going to ask you to pray too. That prayer you will pray will advertise the power of God in your life. Not only that prayer will show you that no matter what time of the year we are in, miracle can still happen. As I pray this prayer, that person in this meeting that the doctors have told you that there is nothing you can do about your situation, immediately the process of this prayer starts. You may not be able to find yourself on your feet anymore, but then right there where you are, the surgery of heaven will happen in your life. And you'll be instantly delivered. Also, those who are here with bone problems, as I pray this prayer, the power of God will fall upon you too, and a reconstruction will start in your bodies. As I pray this prayer, those who have been hearing strange voices, these strange voices shall be silenced. And then plantations of darkness in the body will begin to jump out. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you are the great God in the highest. Thank you for your power, which is the greatest power. Thank you for your anointing, which breaketh yokes. Right here this afternoon, Lord, your word says, though we walk in the flesh, not walk after the flesh. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Every stronghold here today, now within or without, the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, I pull you down in the name of Jesus. Any yoke upon any life here, by the power of the Holy Spirit, let the yoke be broken. Let it 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 be broken. That's the power of God in the name of Jesus. Let it be broken in the name of Jesus. Let the power of deliverance fall upon the people who are gathered here. You, the power of oppression, loose your hold. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. In the name of Jesus, as many people as are here now, and there are powers trying to frustrate you, let the power behind that frustration
be arrested now. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested.
Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. In the name of Jesus. Aha. The powers that have been pouring invisible sand on the body of this person. That person right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon you. And that yoke is broken completely. Aha. Anyone here today, you are going through circular problem. As one problem is going, another one is coming. I am going to count seven from here. At my count of seven, the God will fall upon you, and that yoke will be disgraced. One, two, three, four, five, six. That's right. Yes, the yoke of circular problem is broken. It's broken. As many people as are here this morning, and your name is with a witch doctor, your children's name are with a witch doctor, and they are divining against them. Right there where you are, receive power to pursue the pursuer. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That is a growth in somebody's body. Lay your hands upon that place now and begin to press it. As you press it, you shrink and shrink. I'm waiting for that person. Press it. That's right. That sister over there, the Trinity of witchcraft that says that your wedding bell will not ring, has been buried alive now. There's the power of God coming upon. Aha. I have a word for somebody here. Don't know who the person is. The Lord said, I should tell you that your reproach will become a testimony. That's right. It will become a testimony. Now get ready to pray. Pray like a man or woman from another world.
Messenger of sorrow, carry your load.
In the name of Jesus. Command them to carry their loads. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this loud again, without any apology. Say, powers assigned to turn my life upside down.
You are a liar.
In the name of Jesus. Something is up over there. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Remain standing on your feet with your eyes closed. Eyes closed. With your eyes closed. There is a woman here. Unfortunately, you are suffering from parental witchcraft. This is very sad. But they have turned you completely upside down. They have stolen from you, stolen from your children. Right there where you are, there are certain things they have programmed into your body. But there's an angel of God by your side taking these materials away. Let there be silence. Please don't say anything. One is in the center of the head. It's coming out now. The other one is in the center of the chest. It's coming out too. We're not here to play. We're here for serious business. There is one in the womb. It's coming out too. There's one man over there. You are supposed to be extremely rich. But that wish should make you rich was captured in your life 17 years ago. That man, you know yourself. You've tasted money before, but there is no money now. Right there where you are, that man, smite your own head 3 times. 3, 1, 2, 3. And be silent. As an electric current of the Holy Spirit passing through your body now, of the head, the soul. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Shout it loud. Shout it in your language. Before you sit down, I'd like you to say to 12 people, say, my friend, your testimony shall be great. Let's have and say, God bless you. If the Lord has brought you to this last breakthrough program for the year, you should really congratulate yourself. Glory be to the name of Jehovah. Let's take our Bibles, please. As we go to 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Listen to this short message carefully before we go into our 7 prayer point agenda. 1 Samuel chapter 1. If you are there, say yes. If not, we shall wait for you. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Are you there? I share with you for a few minutes on what I call from mockery to miracle. From mockery to miracle. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9. Or let's take it from verse 7. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. I decree upon somebody here, every from year to year problem, I bury them now. In the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. So Anna rose up, verse 9. So Anna rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, after they had drunk. She did not eat, she did not drink. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she had a vow, said, O Lord of hosts, thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but to give unto thy handmaid a man child. Then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, Eli marked her mouth. Now, and as she spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, and her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And I answered and said, no, my Lord, a woman of a sorrowful spirit, I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink. And I have brought my soul before the Lord. Cannot the handmaid for a daughter of Belial out of the abundance of my complaining and fever have spoken either thing. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel granted thy petition thou hast asked of him. Verse 20. Wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about after Anna had conceived, that she bare his son and called his name Sabbath. Penina mocked her. Then she now go to the temple. The man of God too insulted her. But this woman, she moved from that mockery, the double mockery. One at home, one in church, she moved into miracle. She moved from double insult, insult in the house, insult in the church, into miracle. She moved from insult in the house, and she became a woman who got results. As somebody here this afternoon, you shall pray and you shall get results. In the name of Jesus. That is the first story. Move to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. Let's pick another story. This is a short message leading to the 7 prayer agenda. Mark 10, 46. And they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charging that you hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. He called thee. And he cast away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, what would thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Then he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Here was another example. He was crying. They were asking him to shut up. Were mocking him and asking him to shut up. But the man moved from that insult to results. He kept shouting and got results. Let's put these two stories together. These two people, there are two things that we can pick from them. should take to heart now while we're going through this seven prayer agenda. One is they refuse to be discouraged. Two, they were desperate. Two D's. They refuse to be discouraged. Then they were desperate. Discouragement is one of the most devastating enemies of anyone who wants answered prayers. Discouragement is always an enemy of answered prayer. Discouragement can make a person to believe that there is no way anymore. Discouragement can cause people to believe that success is impossible. Discouragement has brought failure to many miracles that should have happened. Discouragement has made people to expect failure and they reap failure out of sure success. Discouragement will allow the pressures and the stress and the tension to overwhelm the person completely. Discouragement is a killer. It is now people are discovering. Almost 90% of all sicknesses, they take their root from stress and discouragement. Discouragement has even stopped some people from coming to church. Discouragement has made some people to say, I don't want to serve God anymore. Discouragement has taken even believers to where they should not go. I remember that brother. He was terribly discouraged. And he began to look for another solution. And very quickly, he found one. In every church, there will be somebody there who is ready to take you to a native doctor. Somebody will take you to somewhere else. His friend took him to a native doctor. They took him to the Baba somewhere. He said, Baba, this my friend is having a problem and I want you to help him. But the native doctor looked at them. He said, ask your friend to step outside. I want to talk to you. So he asked the man to go out. He now faces this man who brought the brother. He said, you, be very careful. Don't bring this kind of person here again. Don't bring this kind of person here. The person you brought here, he has that thing. That thing is inside him. So please tell him not to come here. Tell him that those who have that thing, they don't come to places like this. There is enough power where they receive that thing to solve their problem. So take your friend away. I say, ah, no. The man said, okay, if you cannot tell him, bring him. He called his friend. Let him go and say, you have that thing. You shouldn't be coming here. There's sufficient power where you receive that thing to solve your problem. Wait. There was a discouraged Christian who went to seek for help from the darkness. He is powerful. He didn't know he's powerful. Native doctor could see the power of God in his life. He himself cannot see it. The man can see the power of the Holy Spirit in his life. The discouraged man could not see. That the extent to which discouragement can drag a person. The way you yield to discouragement decides how quickly you move. This is one thing you must get out of your life now. A woman came all the way from the UK to attend the 777 program at the Presbyterian. She was seeking for the foot of the womb. Doctors over there have told her that no way. She should forget it. But she came for that program. Those of you who were around that time know that the program was so jammed and there was plenty of traffic hold up. People could not even approach the Presbyterian. Where she was, outside the gate, she only met us praying on water. She has missed the whole service. She put a bottle of water up and took the prayer. The enemy wanted to discourage her. She refused. Say, see yourself. You flew all the way into this country because of this program. Here you are now. You can't even get inside. You can't see the man of God. Nobody can talk to you in this crowd. Said, devil, keep quiet. I'm not discouraged. She took a bottle of water and went straight back to the airport to go back. Because she treasured the water so much. She put it inside her hand luggage instead of checking it inside the plane. Of course, when she got to the immigration, they discovered the water. Say, madam, sorry, you can't travel with this water. We are going to throw it away. Say, hey, throw the water away. Say, then you have to go and check it in your luggage. Say, but my luggage is gone already. Say, then we have to throw it away. Say, please, can I have the bottle? Because this big bottle, she stood before the immigration and drank the whole bottle. She was full. She kept drinking it. And then with that heaviness, she went away. 3 weeks later, something started swelling in her tummy. She went to the doctor. And what did they discover? The woman, they say, it's not possible for to get pregnant. Now receive that miracle. There is somebody here this morning. You shall move from mockery to miracle. You shall move from mockery to miracle.
You shall move
from mockery to miracle in the name of Jesus. Light your amen, roar like thunder. When a man is discouraged, you will begin to pray the wrong prayer. Moses said, God, kill me. Kill me. These people are too stubborn. Kill me. God said, no. It is those who offend me, I will kill. Elijah too ran away and prayed to die because of discouragement. But God said, go back. Go back to where you ran from. Go and finish the job. When you are discouraged, you begin to say the wrong things. Like Job, who cursed the day that he was born. Or like Psalmist, who was so discouraged one time, he said, I said in my haste, all men are liars. Because he was discouraged. When a man is discouraged, you'll be saying the wrong things. You will pray the wrong prayers. Then you will think the wrong things. You think the wrong things. Like John the Baptist, who sent to Jesus saying, are you the one? Or should we look for another person? When a man is discouraged, you do all the wrong things. Moses smote the rock instead of speaking to the rock because of discouragement. When a man is discouraged, he begins to see the wrong things. Those people that were sent to the promised land, they saw the giants. They saw the difficulties inside of the power of God. When a man is discouraged, you end up in the wrong place. Just like Jonah ended up in the belly of the whale. When a man is discouraged, you end up with the wrong spirit. Spirit of confusion, spirit of frustration, spirit of surrender, spirit of infirmity, when a person is discouraged. I'm praying for somebody here today, and any power that wants to discourage you shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. So discouragement must die. Then you must become desperate. God is always in the business of looking for people who can roar in desperate prayers. When you become desperate, your progress begins. When you become desperate, heavens will suspend activity to answer to your situation. There's a difference between somebody taken to the hospital. And the person says, excuse me, nurse. Nurse, this back is paining me. Okay. Nurse, I see that you are busy. When you are less busy, come, this back is paining me. There's a difference between somebody saying that and another person saying, doctor, nurse, come on, my back, yeah, my back. That's the difference. That one will receive attention. That the person says, nurse, when you are less busy, come. God is looking for those who will roar in desperate prayers. To be desperate is to be reckless and dangerous. To be extreme and excessive. Desperation does not care what anyone thinks. Just like Anna could not care what that priest is thinking about. Desperation does not care for human approval. Desperation could not be bothered. Who is looking at you? That is why the Bible says, as from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Desperation does not have respect for being a gentleman or a gentlewoman. Desperation has no respect for what anyone is saying. Some of the reasons the power of God does not come down in many of our services. Some people are so conscious of what others are saying, what others are looking, where they are looking at them, the dress they are wearing, so they don't pray desperately. This is why sometimes, I used to tell people, sometimes you could be too gentlemanly to get your miracle. Or you could be too madam to get your miracle. Many times you have to de-madam yourself to get your miracle. Because by the time you de-madam yourself and you get your miracle, then you have a testimony. Desperation does not allow anything to stop it. Desperation introduces extra energy. When you become desperate, your progress begins. Listen, beloved, and this is a very serious matter. Many blessings from heaven will not manifest until you get desperate. In the church I was going as a small boy, our crude evangelists then, they will say, if you are praying and mucus is coming out of your nose, continue. If you are praying and you are farting, continue. If you are praying and you fall down, continue the prayer on the floor. Don't care what anybody thinks. Just like blind Bartimaeus could not be bothered what the crowd is thinking about. Desperation will tear the roof and will push through the crowd. Desperation does not get offended. Like Anna was not offended. That woman, the Canaanite woman, shouting after Jesus, was not offended. Desperation loses inhibition. Desperation will risk all forms of ridicule. Desperation goes beyond cosmetics. It goes beyond, I'm not used to this kind of thing. I'm not used to this kind of thing. No. Desperation is immune to criticism. If you truly become desperate, you will get what you are asking for. When everyone sees your desperate prayer, there is a miracle at the other side of desperation. And this is why the seven prayers I want you to pray now should be prayed with holy desperation. There are people here today. If you can just listen to what I'm saying now and key yourself to the faith that is coming from here. And key yourself to the anointing from this altar. And pray this prayer. It will signal the beginning of your unending laughter. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. Closed. In case you are here this morning and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, the prayers will not help you much. You need to become a child of God. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. Wherever you are, just raise up your right hand. Say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Just raise up your right hand and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Now don't run home. Just find a way to the altar here. I have an information to pass to you. And I want to collect information from you to be praying for you. Just find a way here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, these seven prayers, they're not ordinary prayers. They have been vomited to magnetize your breakthrough from wherever it is. If you pray them and you lose your voice, it is worth it. But if you keep quiet and you do not pray in desperate roar, then it will not be the fault of the man at the frontier that has told you what to do. If you are here with water, oil, handkerchief, picture, bring them out now. Or prayer request or anything, let's start with that one. Before we now go into our seven prayer point agenda. When you are here with any material, whether handkerchief or water or oil or letter or picture, bring them out. Father, in the name of Jesus, every material brought here now, let the eternal word of God, the power in the blood of Jesus, flow into them in the name of Jesus. As you use this material, the power of God shall be advertised in your life. In the name of Jesus. Father, I decree that all the materials brought up shall carry the anointing for breakthrough. They are nothing for healing. They are nothing for deliverance. They are nothing for testimony. In the name of Jesus, let the angel that used to trouble the water of Bethesda trouble the water. Trouble the oil. All prayer requests brought here, answer them by fire. All pictures that are here as a point of contact. Father, manifest your power in this situation. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Any other material that people have brought here, let them become point of contact for testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Put this material away quietly now. Now you are ready. You are ready for the seven prayers. While raising up your two hands to the Lord, pick any song of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords, who has brought you here to give you testimonies. Masekaya Boshente Rabasanta. Great is the God. How great is His name. How great is His Lord.
great is his name. How great is his name. How great is his name. Forever the same. He rode back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And said, I'll never leave. Put your trust in me. Makatende abushente rabo. Beketia lekadika rabo santa. Amen. You are the pillar that holds my life. Hallelujah. You are. Sing it again loud and clear. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray now. You will shout this louder than anyone around you. You will roar in desperate prayer. We have only few minutes to pray these seven prayers. But within those few minutes, you shall have testimonies. Say, oh God, arise! Waste my wasters. Can you shout it loud? In the name of Jesus. Command the wasters to be wasted. Theater Sialikada. The river Sapandekaya Washanta. Something is happening here this morning. Yes. Jesus' name we pray. That's good. Increase your fire. Say, my stolen joy. Come back by fire. In the name of Jesus. Collect it back. Collect it back. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Open your mouth. Yes. Aha! In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. Shout his love. Disappoint my enemies in the name of Jesus. Yes. Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. This is number four. Look at what is happening. That's right. the witchcraft urine on the head of that fellow and inside your business ground has been cleared away by the power of God. Say, powers working against my laughter. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Pakasetendekayama. Open your mouth, open your mouth. This is not a day to negotiate. Let your voice be loud. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number five. This is number five. Aha. Powers! Waiting to see my obituary. Can you shout it with only hatred? Your voice is not loud enough. Your voice is still not loud enough. Death! In the name of Jesus. 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 Aha, aha. That's how to say it. That's how to say it. That's how to say it. Bapota katele kaya boshandaraba. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Two more. There are 10 sisters here. There is a demonic stone in your abdomen. And anytime they speak unto those stones, you become sick. Those 10 sisters, right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And that stone is coming out. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and that's number 10. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you shout this with boiling anger? Witchcraft powers of my father's house. Witchcraft powers of my mother's house. Something is happening over there. Yes. Jesus. 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 Jesus' name we pray. Number 7 now. Yes. This is wonderful. I've seen so many things that have been stolen away, being brought back in a hurry. All the sisters who are here this afternoon, can I hear you shout, glory killers? Is that the loudest you sisters can shout it?
Brothers, let me hear you shouting it. Everybody together now. You are a liar. Jesus' name we pray.
Let us share the grace.